All right, we are back in the back of the bus. It's Johnny Valenzuela here for a fleeting glimpse, this time with somebody who's got a bit of a history with Roger, a bit more than probably a lot of people on this tour. Why don't you introduce yourself, please?
Hello, yeah. I'm Colin Lyon. I'm Roger's guitar tech and backline crew boss. I've worked with Roger for a very long time.
When did you start?
I started on the original World Tour in 1980. I think it was, well, maybe, you know, 79, at the end of 79. But I looked after Gilmore. I did Gilmore's guitars and backline. And when the band split, there was like, you know, we divided everything up, and Phil Taylor, who looked after Roger, went to work for Dave Gilmore, and I went to work for Roger. And on and off, in between each project, you know, I worked for Roger. Pros and cons of hitchhiking, chaos, in the flesh, dark side, and now this. But yeah, I work for him full time now. I manage his, he has three studios. We work on Logic. And, you know, I look after various other little projects, his opera, and, you know, as my... There's never a dull moment. Roger works very hard. He's always got some sort of project going. And, you know, it's great to get involved in all, you know, something different. I mean, I loved working on the opera. That was fantastic. Something different. Yeah, and who knows what's next?
I would imagine... Oh, do you need that? No, okay. Yeah, I would imagine at this point... I would suspect as of now, nobody's really looking past this tour, right? You got a tour to get done still.
Oh, we have another... Next year, I think it's 61 dates we're going to do. Throughout Europe, England. We start in March and finish in July. So it's another heavy-duty tour.
Let me ask you, I would imagine that this tour, you having been on the 80 and 81 wall shows, I imagine the vibe is extremely different than it was back then.
Yes, it's interesting because, I mean, we used to do 10 shows in each place in 1980, and obviously technology has come on quite a ways as well. You know, there were things, you know, bits of rope holding stuff together in those days, where now, you know, they've spent a fortune machining all the right stuff. And it goes to work, you know, together well. We have about 100 people on the tour, and they all work very hard, I have to say.
What about the, you know, in 80, obviously, the tensions within Pink Floyd were rather tense. I could only imagine, from your perspective, that's a tough place to be.
Yeah, yes. There was obviously... At that point, the band were obviously not getting on as well as everyone. And, you know, I don't think I should dwell too far into that.
Sure.
But, yeah, I mean, they each had their own dressing room at that point. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah. But to come full circle now, you know, Roger recently played the Hoping Foundation program with David. You know, the clips that are on the internet are fantastic. And
they got on like a house on fire. It was fantastic. And in fact, you know, Nick played with us on Dark Side of the Moon. And, you know, Roger and Nick are really good friends. And Dave has promised to actually come and play with us. He wants to play Comfortably Numb with us. So I'm actually negotiating with his Phil Taylor, my counterpart, for equipment and everything. It's probably, I would think, would be the O2, which is close to where Dave lives. Sorry, David.
It would seem, you know, to fly across the Atlantic and the country to play one song would be a bit much, huh?
Well, Dave's in... I must stop calling him Dave. He likes to be called David now. He's interested in playing two songs, Comfortably Numb and Run Like Hell. Logistics, you know, Comfortably Numb we can do, Run Like Hell, because it's on the front stage, we don't have a lot of room, and it's also like a themed, you know, it's like theatre.
Sure.
And so David would have to get into a role, he'd have to wear the costume, and which, you know, I'm sure he would like to do. So, yeah, two songs that he'd like to do. We don't know the dates yet, but we presume it's going to be London. It's a very strong rumour. Just leave it at that.
We'll go with that. Perfect. Strong rumour. Well, you've taken me backstage, literally behind the wall. The chicken run, I think, is what you call it.
Yeah. The chicken run is basically a it's a frame where all the back line fits into. It has a scrim, so the audience can't see the back line, and they can't see us. And we call it a chicken run because if anything blows up, we run around like headless chickens and replace it. But the audience can't see that. And it's been called a chicken run since I've worked for the Floyds in 79.
Excellent. Well, I can't wait to see the show from the other side of the wall. And thank you so very much for this quick little insight behind the scenes.
Yeah, you're welcome. You know, it's a pity. They should sell tickets to actually be behind the wall. Because, you know, there's tons goes on once the wall's built in the second half, and it's interesting. it's a good laugh. We have a good laugh, actually.
You can either buy a concert ticket or you could get a tour, yes. Tour of the facility, right?
Yeah, $75 tour. Yeah, oh. Yeah.
Well, that's a lot cheaper than the seats are, let me tell you.
But we do. We have a bit of fun in the second half when, you know, because the audience can't see you, they can hear you, and you know. It's good fun, but it goes very quick. Once you know the show starts, it has to finish. It's from start to finish. It's a game of two halves, you know, and we can't stop it. It has to go. The film has to run through. I mean, I could stop it, but I don't know how we'd. And well, touch wood. Nothing's really gone majorly wrong, so.
You were there the first night in 1980 when the curtain caught fire, right?
Yes, and in Earl's Court, one of the front lifts with Dave Gilmour and Snowy's gear didn't come up. It got jammed, so they had no backline on stage. It came up about 6 inches, just enough for me to push the pedal boards out onto the stage. And we just had to turn everything up as loud as we could, and they just played the guitar leads just... sort of were just long enough, and the drum riser fell down at one point as well. I seem to remember we had a hydraulic leak, and as the two guys were drumming in the second half, it slowly started to sink into the stage. You know, things like that. It was but touch wood, as I say, we've had no major failures.
This is wood, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll do it.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers. Here's to it.
Yes.